Well, hello and welcome to this week's Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're easing nicely into the weekend. You've probably noticed this is a Friday morning recording instead of the usual Thursday night. I have to admit, I am finding the Thursday nights harder and harder to achieve. But this week has been particularly difficult. I've actually been cycling into work each week, which is 9 miles in each direction. That's a lot of cycling for somebody that hasn't cycled for quite a while. It's also meant that it has been earlier starts, and in the evenings I've been a lot more tired. However, I've been sleeping so much better, and this is a sign for me that exercise is just as important as good food when it comes to looking after ourselves. Obviously, I'm not the type of person, I don't sit around doing nothing all day, don't sit in front of a TV, I'm always doing something, but making time for exercise, proper exercise, has been a struggle. Yes, I do a lot of walking, I also do a lot of manual work. Exercise, for the sake of exercise, is a very difficult thing, such as going to the gym. So I've taken up cycling to and from work on the hope that I'm going to lose some weight. And already I'm starting to see a big difference, so long may it continue. Now, the weather for this weekend is looking good. This means there's going to be plenty of time to get outdoors and be doing lots of things out in the garden. In fact, shortly I'm going to be heading outside to start the spring tidy up. Now, this is something that I think many of us will be looking at this time of year. We've got a bit of sweeping up to do. We've got some cleaning of our garden furniture, our sheds, organising and just getting everything ready for the season ahead. I, for one, I'm really excited for this season again. And there's lots of things that we can be doing. I've got lots of potting up to do as well. Fresh round of seeds to sow as well and things like that. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be heading down to the allotment for most of the day. Planting of potatoes is the number one job to do this weekend. It is that time of year where we need to plant our potatoes. Added to that, we're going to be mulching the beds and just generally getting things moving along for the year. Now, if you are looking for a few ideas of what you could be doing in your own garden, your own allotment, well, you could start the spring tidy up if you haven't already done so. Good weather for it. Cut the grass, get things like that just done. It'll be well worth it. Pot on any seedlings that are ready for more space. That's an important job to do at this time of year. As our plants are growing, they need more and more space. And I'm certainly finding it that my 5.4 centimetres are now a little bit on the small side for some of my plants. Then we can prepare any beds with plenty of compost or well-rotted manure should we need to do that. And of course, it's always worth going through your seed stash and sow anything that needs a start in now, needs an early start. And then, of course, if you've got any potatoes that are chitting, this is a great weekend to get them in the ground. I always do my potatoes around St. Patrick's Day, so they'll be going in the ground this weekend. And I'm not going to do all my potatoes in one go this year. I'm going to do something a bit different, but I'll talk about that on the main podcast this week. Now, yesterday I also sowed the tomatoes from this month's seed pack, and tomatoes are a staple in my household. They're something that we grow every year, and I like to grow lots of different varieties. Now, this year I have included the variety Moneymaker in the seed pack for March. This is a classic, reliable variety that always performs well. It always does well. Now, I've sown these into our plug plants and then placed them into our heated propagator. Now, for the plug plants, what I've done is I've just filled it up with seed compost, into which I've added a bit of perlite. And then what I've done with that is just dibbed a hole and dropped a single seed per plug plant. And that's got them all sown. Eventually, and pretty quickly, they will germinate. And especially in the heated propagator, I reckon within a week. And once they're germinated, I move them out of the heated propagator, give them a bit more space to grow. and eventually they're going to need potting up once the roots start coming out the bottom of the plug plant. And as they grow, we'll keep potting them up into bigger and bigger pots. I like to use mycorrhizal fungi as a note as well in my mixes, because I find that works at getting some good roots. Eventually they're going to head on outside, but we're going to have to start hardening them off in the meantime. They're not going to go outside until the middle of May. So between now and end of April, they're going to be probably indoors, maybe in a shed if it's warm enough in the shed, maybe even in the greenhouse. But as they grow, as they take on that, as they get stronger and stronger, they're eventually going to be ready to go outside. Of course, we've got to keep putting them up, and don't forget to stake them to make them strong as well. In the meantime, we can prepare the beds, plenty of organic matter, compost, manure. Tomatoes are really hungry plants, so I like to make sure they've got plenty of organic matter in the bed. We'll plant them in, and then we'll let them grow again with a stake to allow them to grow up the stake. Feed them with a tomato feed every week once they start flowering, and then eventually those flowers are going to turn to those lovely tomatoes. Now, in order to harvest tomatoes at their best, what you've got to do is just keep an eye on them, watch them. They'll start off green, but when they're fully red, you give them a slight squeeze and they just squeeze a little, but they're still firm. That when they are ready, and you pick them off the vine and eat them as you see fit. What you will also find is as your tomatoes grow, the tomatoes generally start at the bottom and then work their way up. So you remove some of the leaves, some of the branches from lower branches. And what that does is it encourages the tomatoes to ripen further up. So that's a good tip for you. Remove lower leaves as the tomatoes are harvesting. I always like to go below the tomatoes that I've just harvested. So go. Let me know how you get on, and I thoroughly look forward to seeing all your tomato plants. For me, tomatoes are a staple. We try and grow lots of them. We use them in salads. We use them to make passata. We use them to make a lot of dishes. And for me, they are something we must grow. Well, that is it for today's episode. Hope you have a great weekend. Hopefully it's all going to work out well for everybody listening, but whatever you do, enjoy it, and I will speak to you again next on Sunday, and I've got the main podcast coming out on Monday, so look forward to talking to you more about that. Right, you take care, speak to you again next time.